लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, we're going back to New York and to a lovely actress. And to be honest, I first get in touch with her as a bad stepmom, as an evil woman, but hopefully she's totally fine to me today. But I'm sure she will be. And I said hello to Tina and Brooke. Welcome to my podcast, Tina.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
How's the day so far in New York?
Ah, good. It's very October-like, maybe probably the first or second day. I should say fall-like, but I think of October and I think of fall. So it's, you know, it's getting to be that
kind
weather.
Of rainy?
No, just actually crisp and very bright and sunny and just kind of very, like in the 50s. So it...
Oh, that's nice. Right. When everything so changes that. The color mm-hmm. to the... Oh, that I love that.
Yeah, me too.
What time of the year you like most? Spring, summer, autumn, winter? What kind of type are you?
I like the colder weather better than the warmer weather. So probably autumn and winter, I would say. Although the snows haven't been so great the last... You know, I don't know, 10 years or so here in the East. They've been okay, but we haven't gotten the kind of snowfall we used to get back in, like, you know, say 20 years ago. I like the cold weather. I mean, sunny is good and I enjoy it, but I don't do that well in really hot weather. I tend to get hot really quickly. And I'm much better off in the fall and the winter. And I do like a good transition, like you were saying, to go from, you know, just
to slow down to the rest of the year to slow down.
I like to, you know, that's why I live in a place where there are four seasons. So I really want to experience them if possible. Yeah.
Are you the Halloween type? I think in the US, Halloween is so big. In Germany, it's not really celebrated.
I do love Halloween. Yeah. When I was a kid, my mother, one of the things that probably had something to do with how I got into theatrics, but she used to love making Halloween costumes. I have three brothers and she would make Halloween costumes for all of us.
And
I lived in, at the time I was living in Indiana and in a very pretty rural area. And this particular town that I was living in, there's this tradition, I think it's a Dutch tradition, I'm Dutch ancestry, but where they, and I could be wrong about this, and so correct me if you know and I am wrong, where they put like sand in paper bags and then they put little candles and they light and they line the streets with them. And we had these big, winding, long streets because there was a lot of distance between the houses and we would... Mm-hmm. You know, everyone would do their share from their house to the next house with these bags of sand and candles and whatnot. And anyway, and I just remember, I think she was the one that really engendered my love of
dressing and taking some different roles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And were you the classic princess girly?
I really wasn't. I don't think I ever did do a. I did a Dutch, like I was a Dutch girl where she took a Clorox bleach bottle and it was like this plastic bottle and it curled up at the end. And then I had these wooden clogs that she had brought me from her trip, you know, trip to.
Yeah, wooden clogs are really traditional.
Yeah, and I had my shoes on, and then I had these clogs on, and literally I was walking for like hours in these clogs. Then one time I was a table where she made like this wooden like construct like table, and then my head was through the center, and then she put like a trash can over my head and then made it a like a centerpiece, but I could see through the thing. I know. And another, oh my gosh, she was really inventive, and I think that is
I
how
love that. These
yeah,
are the
she was
best
great.
memories, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, and she collected all these wonderful hats and jewelry, and she just loved. And so when she passed away a number of years ago, about 5 years ago, but before she, I remember one day I went to visit her at her house, and she pulls out this big treasure trove of like jewelry, costume jewelry, and like these bags of hats and things. And she said, "I want you to have these because I have a theater company." And she said, "I want you to have these for your theater company." And the funny part is, I have worn these hats and this costume jewelry so many times in these vertical series. Like
But
every
that's
time
great.
I open up the like the costume or wardrobe will call me and they'll say, "Hey, listen, can you?" And I like send them photos of all of this jewelry. So I'm so delighted that my mother's creativity and her collecting and all of that has appeared in so many verticals.
Yeah, but that's great. I have two things from my childhood. It's a pillow, totally worn out pillow, but it was my pillow, everywhere. I took it everywhere. And I have my very first teddy bear also. He
Oh,
stitched a few
wow.
times because he
Yeah,
got a little bit
wow.
hurt, but I still have it. And I don't know why. Every time I moved, the first thing was to make sure that they are still somewhere in a box and keep them. Because I don't know. It's a time we lived in with great memories. And I don't
Oh,
want to
no,
miss
I
that. I really
understand.
don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
So if you're the Halloween type, are you also a Christmas lover?
I do love Christmas. I'd say the theatricality, I mean, Christmas is certainly theatrical, but the theatricality of ha Halloween really interests me because you can go any way with it, And I think coming from a theater background, I just really like the nature, the theatrics of it. Now, Christmas is clearly got its own thing, I mean, I do love this sort of decorating of it, and I love the winter. And back when I lived in Indiana, we used to get snow out there, so Christmas was always a white Christmas. There wasn't that. But then when I moved to the East Coast, again, not so much. Yeah, I do love what I like most about the holidays, I think, is, and I did a Christmas vertical last year at the end of 2020, like in October of
What was the
2024.
name of it? Because I'm looking out for really good Christmas verticals.
Oh. It was called We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And I can
Which
send you the
platform?
link
Do
to
you
it.
know which platform?
I want to say Real Shorts, but I could be wrong. I will check. It's Molly Anderson and Noah Fernley is in it.
Oh,
And
I think I saw it
you
then.
probably, and I just am, I play this. I mean, we had so much fun doing this vertical. I think I want to make sure I'm right. Yes, I was Molly's mom, Doris, and I met. It was one of the first ones that maybe it was like six or the number six or seven of the ones I did last year, and we had such a blast doing this one.
Did you film it in New York or in LA?
It was in New Jersey. I mean, some of it was shot in New York and some in New Jersey. This was out in a lovely, like in the like mid central New Jersey, where there are just lots of land and beautiful, just beautiful homes and whatnot. We had so much fun on that one, and just those were some of the first ones I did. So I felt, now looking back on it, feel very glad to have been able to work with such good people, early on.
No, because I hope that there will some great Christmas verticals this year. I hope
Yeah,
for it.
I look that one up. We shot it in late September. This actually it was this time last year, and I still laugh when I see the footage of it. I have some of the footage on my reel, on my vertical reel.
What
So
was
yeah.
your first vertical you ever did?
Oh my gosh, let me see. I have to look back. Oh
When
my
did you
gosh.
start? Which year? Last
I
year?
started in 20, I want to say May of 2024. So I came
Okay.
into it a little bit later than, but then once I did my first one, I think it was in April or March or
Yeah.
April of 24, then they just kept, kept on happening a
Yeah,
lot.
like a snow, no, like a
Kind of like a
snowball.
snowstorm, yeah, like a snowball. So,
Yeah.
and that pretty much went all the way through, 2024. And then in 2025, I had some interesting opportunity. I went to LA for the first time and worked out there. I shot one in Mexico,
In
and I
Mexico, which
still,
one was shot
yeah.
in Mexico?
Mexico was, oh gosh, this one was with Eric, and it's called Seducing Mr. Sterling.
Oh, with Kira?
Kira and Eric.
I saw that. Okay.
And we shot it in
Mexico.
Mexico, right outside of Guadalajara. It was so much fun. And of course, they're just lovely. And it was Purple Light Pictures, and they're wonderful to work for. So, and then I went out to LA for the first time, which I hadn't ever, to shoot a werewolf. When that was a ton of fun. So yeah, most of them have been in New York, New Jersey area, but I was very, I was very lucky to be able to go out this year. And then I did a theater production in August of this year, so I wasn't able to do as, I had to stop the work there in July, June, July, and
Yeah,
because I was
yeah.
rehearsing for a show. So I'm back auditioning again, and yeah.
So I still don't know what was your first vertical.
Oh my gosh. I want to make sure I get it right. Hold on. Oh gosh, I don't know. Wait, I am so embarrassed to tell you that I don't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, that's not a problem because the title always changes. So,
Oh my gosh, I want to say something about a, oh no. Well, one of the first ones was all right, I'm blanking. I'm totally blanking again. I have to go back to I you did. You got me. I have to go back to my wow. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. They all
Yeah,
have titles are
we'll
very
talk on and
similar.
maybe it came like a
It
flash.
will. I think
Yeah.
it was, yes. It was in the hospital, and it was here in New York, and I was playing the thwarted wife of, some guy who's had a heart attack, and I'm running into the hospital, and it was one of
Did you
these.
how many verticals did you so far? Do you know that?
I
Roundabout?
think I'm around 20, maybe at this point, 19, 20, something like that. Yeah.
And what was the reason you came into verticals, or how did you get your first vertical role? Do you even know what verticals are? Where? When you did your first
Well,
one?
I did. It was interesting because a friend of mine was auditioning, and she had me as a reader with her on one of the first ones. And so, as I was reading for her, I said, "Are we soap opera here? Are we what?" I was trying to get the tone of it right so we could get the scene right, And she said, "No, I think it's pretty straight ahead. I think there was a lot of guesswork back then, but that was the first one I ever saw was when I was reading for her. And then I started to see them coming through on the breakdowns. And so I
Okay.
started submitting for them, and then I got a cast. And then once I got cast by the same company a bunch of times. And then I just sort of started meeting more people and, as these things work and getting to know more people in the vertical world. But I would say there's not, I don't know how it is working right today. It seems like there's a whole lot more happening in LA than there is, say, even in New York. And I loved going out to New York. It was quite fun and had never been out there before. And interesting to see the differences in how production happens and whatnot. And not that there's great differences, because I don't think there really
Have
are,
you
but
ever been in Europe for shooting a vertical?
I have not. No,
Or China?
I got asked to go to China at one point, but I couldn't because it was last year during when I was booked for all of these. And
Okay.
I have a friend over who is in Shanghai right now doing some casting, and he's been in touch, but the timing just hasn't worked out for
Fit.
me on
Okay.
that.
But
Yeah.
you're open to go there?
I am. I'd love to go to China and see. He sends me photos all the time. He used to cast verticals here in the United States, and so I know him from that, and I love seeing that. I've never been to China, so I would love to go and just.
Yeah, because Europe is really growing in shooting locations for verticals. There are a lot of people in Turkey this year for shooting verticals. On Italy is now very hyping, and the UK, Lithuania, and
Well,
yeah.
it makes sense. The country is so gorgeous, and I've been to Paris and to London, not to shoot verticals, but just to visit. But I haven't been to large swaths of Europe. And the photos that I'm seeing of Mali and people
Yeah.
shooting Italy and shooting in, and I have friends that I've worked with that have been over in Turkey. It looks like, it looks like a great time, and seems like they're really enjoying the people they're working with and whatnot. So I'm glad to see it expanding, and I'm glad to see, it could be part travel log, part vertical. I mean, we'd love to see goods like Mexico was just so beautiful. It made for really gorgeous pictures,
I think also maybe there will be one day a shooting in France, because the area in France is so beautiful, really.
I hope
So
so. I'm excited to see. I mean, much more about it than I try to watch as many as I can, and I try to see from updates on social media what's happening. But I think you all hold the keys really much more to like sort of the ins and outs of what's actually happening.
yeah, the thing is, right at the moment, no, I started watching verticals in 2023. So from the very first beginning, but here in Germany, it's not really popular.
Interesting.
And I was catched by an Facebook advertising of Real Short, and I tried to resist 2 months, but then
They got you.
I got weak, and I wanted to know how this episode end, because it was breaking the ice. No,
Yes, of course.
not it was not breaking the ice. It was the double life of my billionaire husband with Jared Harper, and I don't know what the
Yeah,
and the
okay.
second one I saw was breaking the ice. And when I started watching verticals, there were mostly shot somewhere in the US. And when all the new platforms came up, like Drama Pops, I think roundabout shoots 90% in Turkey.
Oh, is that so? Yeah, I've not
Yeah,
worked.
yeah. Mostly of the verticals shot in Istanbul, you find back at Drama Pops. I saw that. And so with these upcoming platforms, more shows were needed. And not right now, I have the feeling that every week they are dropping so many shows. Normally, when I started watching it, were round about four, five shows per week on all the platforms together. And now some platforms alone drops five shows per week. So it's kind of overloading, and I understand why they have to produce so many new shows. Because it's kind of overwhelming how many stories are
Yeah, I don't know
published.
how as a fan, like, you all keep up with it, like it does
You
even
cannot. You
for me,
cannot.
it does like I've almost hit I just because I really started paying attention when I started working on them, right? Which was
Do
like
you
April of
watch
last year.
verticals?
I do watch some, although I honestly just don't. I feel like, I mean, of course you'd make the time for the things that, but I'm so busy working or trying to get work or auditioning or doing work or on stage or whatever I'm doing, that I feel like my spare time I don't have as much. And so consequently, I haven't been, particularly in the last, I'd say 2 or 3 months, seen as many as I'm sure, you all. I see them come through and I see them drop and I watch a couple of episodes, but I rarely have the time to go from beginning to end on them.
And to be honest, right at the moment, there are so many new shows, and every time I get a new ad on Instagram or Facebook, I have the feeling that it's also a new platform. I have 49 apps at the moment on my handy,
Oh my good
and
Lord.
that's not much. I know a lot of people, they have more than my 49 on their handies.
And
And
how do you like how do people, manage all of the cost associated with that?
yeah, the thing is, I'm not the type of ad watching. You know, you can watch ads and then you can unlock around about five
Yeah.
episodes per day, and then you have to wait till the next day. I'm not that patient
Yeah.
to
Yeah, I
watch
don't think I
five
would be
ads, five
either.
episodes, and
Yeah.
then have to come back. I'm the kind one, when I start a vertical, I want to watch it through till the end. So,
Yeah.
and that mostly only works out with the membership. But first thing, there are some apps where you cannot buy a membership, only coins. And if
Right.
I buy coins to see a show straight, the sh one show costs me around about 50 euros to watch, and I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah.
Totally not. So when I started watching verticals, and this Facebook ad catched me, I bought a weekly membership on ReelShort, and the good thing was, my first membership, I have so many shows to watch because I don't know every of them, and I watched all the shows which were published till that till then on ReelShort. So I was for days really busy watching verticals. But now it is, you know, sometimes on some platforms there are only published one, two show maybe per month. And a weekly membership costs round about 25 euros. So that's nearly more like a monthly Netflix.
Yes, right.
But I wait for the big platforms like Dramabox, ReelShort, and DreamyShort, and what kind of stuff, until nearly 15 new shows dropped. So that's worthy to pay this 25 euros.
I see.
But on some platforms, there is only one show I really badly want to watch. But to pay like 25, 30 euros, well, I'm not willing. And some platforms offer you special, maybe on Valentine's Day, Black Friday, they reduce the membership cost a bit and stuff like that. Okay, normally you can buy a yearly membership, it's round about 240 euros. It's clearly cheaper than a monthly membership, but I cannot afford 4 or 5 yearly membership. That's more than 1,000 euros. So,
A lot.
kind of difficult. So for me, I'm always a bit struggling because I've some favorite apps. I really liked Candy Jar, for example. In Candy Jar, a yearly membership is 69 euros. So I'm totally fine with 69 euros because it's a membership of for the whole year, you know? It's the cheapest. But the verticals on Candy Jar are really good produced and really good storytelling. It's not every time you know the same shitty story. Bad stepmom, stepsister, kidnapping, raping, hidden billionaire. So shortly said. And so I have a yearly membership on Candy Jar, and Viglu is now really dropping good shows with kind of new storylines and that. So I'm a bit priority make my priorities to new storylines, because when you watch more than 1 year the vertical stuff, it's always repeating with another cast in the story, and that's kind of boring right now. For
Sure,
me,
yeah.
in the first year, I never stopped watching any show. I always watched from the beginning till the end. But in this year, I really started switching off a show
Yeah,
when
sure. If you see the
I not feel entertained. And for me, it's a good sign when I start to take a look how many episodes are left. Then I knew exactly, okay, Michaela, that wouldn't work out to watch till the
Yeah,
end,
your
and then
time
I'll
is
stop.
valuable.
So I'm more, I don't know, so I'm not willing to pay so much money. But when I get a membership, I make sure that there are enough shows which have a good chance to entertain me.
Sure,
So,
yeah, makes sense.
no, it's really expensive, and every time more and more platforms pop up. So that's for the audience, it's really shitty. I would prefer that there were, I don't know, five to 10 platforms, and that's it. But right at the moment, Dan Löwenstein told me there are around about 120 apps you can watch for the moment. Yeah, and that's
So
ridiculous.
the mathematics of that is, that's
Holy.
a lot of stuff being produced.
So I'm sure you will have a lot to do in the next years, because I'm sure that it's only the beginning from the
Well,
verticals now.
I do enjoy working on them, and I think it provides a lot of opportunities for an actor to test yourself in a lot of areas. I do agree with you, though. I don't think I've done one that is a duplicate of another one I've done. Like, but generally, I mean, yes, for supporting actors, I'm playing somebody's evil stepmom or evil mom or
Are
good
you
mom.
mostly of the time evil in your
No, I
verticals?
mean it depends. I get queen. I've gotten queen a couple of times. The benevolent queen, the good queen. I've gotten janitor. I've gotten good mom a number of times. In
You're a
the,
good mom, really?
I've gotten good mom, but the good moms, unfortunately, the good moms don't figure prominently in the story generally. I mean, they do. They're there to provide the balance and to the long suffering, whatever, but they're not generally, they don't have as much prominence in the script generally, though. I really had fun playing the queen. I've had a couple of werewolf like soothsayer roles where I'm either,
The witch.
somebody, the witch, kind of the good witch, though, the witch that solves has the potion or solves the problem, is able to sort of soothsay their way through. I like those roles a lot.
Do you like this fantasy genre?
I do. I very much do. But I love that in film as well. The sort of Yeah, I do. I enjoy it. But I like the straight ahead. Give me a good CEO with a too much money, whatever, depending upon the story. Depending upon the story. There are some, I agree with you that I like to see the new. I've auditioned for and seen some new stories that seemed just like I was so glad to, either maybe woman a little bit later in life, not maybe my age, but maybe in their like late 40s or not late 30s, early 40s, finding romance or finding love. I like there were some doctor themed
Yeah, and
ones,
strong female leads, not
strong
always
female
this.
leads, right? Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And complicated relationships. There was a physician one that that came by, and I just liked the storyline of that. Somebody was discovering discovering the latest cure for something, which I found really interesting. So those are really welcome. It is nice to see them come through when it is a platform that you know and are familiar with, because it's helpful to know who you're working for or working with, but I'm also excited for these new platforms, as you say, that seem to be releasing more interesting, varied
Yeah,
subject
more
matter.
story. I have sometimes the feeling that platforms like Candy Jar or Viglo or whatever's the name are willing to take more a kind of risk to test new kind of stories and not, okay, I understand. The normal stories where they know, okay, they are truly selling and they got their numbers, it's a safe boat. But I really like it when a platform is willing to take kind of risk and check things out, new things out, if they will work out or not. Because otherwise we have in a year only the same story every time. But sometimes as a werewolf, sometimes as a vampire, sometimes as a, difficult.
Now, and I'm excited for the people that are writing or want to write these new stories as well. So that they can, so that we get new and fresh language in
Yeah,
it as well.
absolutely.
Sometimes the translation, is is can be, you know, sometimes can be challenging, right? To just sort of get your head around like what actually, because anything that's translated, if a play is translated from, you know, German to English, or if a play, you know, we do a lot of Eugenie Ionesco, and, you know, translated from the French into, you know, the translation is everything. The translation is everything, particularly when you're coming into an idiom like a, you know, the language of a. So it is. I'm excited to see new writers putting out story ideas, and I'm anxious to, you know, to see if those stories get made, and if, and I'm glad to see the conversation that's happening, and it's a privileged position to be in, you know, where you are a lead and you can speak up, or you can add your voice to the conversation about like what do we really want, what kinds of equities do we really want in these stories. I'm excited to watch and follow the people who are speaking up and, you know, letting their voices be heard. And also and particularly you all, the fans and the people that are writing and talking about all these.
Yeah, but I think it's needed because there are so the audience is such a big growing institute in the last, you know, because I've now the feeling that the verticals are now getting more and more known in some countries. And so, okay, for the new audience, the old stories are attractive in the beginning, but there is a time when they also get bored of this old stories, and then they have to come up fresh stories. And I really like that some of the actors also started writing, because normally all the scripts came from China and were translated because it was scripts which went in China so well. And I really like this new kind of inspiration in the stories when the actors write stories, because they know how a vertical is going and what makes sense in a vertical. And
Right, they've been
so,
doing them. They've been directing them. They've been alongside. Is it Love and Blood? Is that the one that Purple Light
It's
produced? What
Love
was that?
and Blood. It was also Campus Rivals from
Yeah.
Anderson Tom Cruise and stuff. It
I remember. Yeah, I was just gonna say, I remember Mariah talking about that, I believe, like talking about writing and working on that with a number of other people. But it, I yes, that's exciting,
Or
is to
Adam
see people.
Sandra Cruz was lately in Tuscany, and they filmed this new one, Vino. It's not out yet, but they were crowdfunding and they flew over to Tuscany. It's kind of horror, also new genre. And
Interesting.
so I hope that more and more kind of these stories will come to entertain. You know, verticals for me is entertainment. And if I got bored after 5 episodes because I know exactly from the beginning how the story will end,
Yeah. So that's
difficult.
interesting to me, following like, are there that many new viewers? Obviously there are, coming into the platform to be able to like absorb the stories that you saw last year, but that are still being circulated. So that's really exciting too. But as you say, you got to keep the folks that were here from the beginning, who, you know, like yourself, who
Yeah, and this year you saw new kind of verticals. Sportive ones came out totally. A lot of sportive ones were only some was tennis, some was hockey, some was baseball, some
I
was, you
saw
know, the
like there was
sport changed.
the car was Paige Smeltzer, who I've worked with a couple of times, was in racing.
Racing verticals. Then there came out a lot of cooking verticals with chef
Oh yes, I think I
stories.
did see them.
So
That
you
makes sense.
saw there was the next wave of cooking verticals after the sportive verticals. Then there were a lot of new story, the kinky one, you know, all the BDSM stories.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I was in one that I don't think. Well, but it had a little bit of. Yeah, I don't know what genre we would put it in, but it definitely was going in that direction. And I heard from a lot of people. I haven't, you know, auditioned for or been in any of those. But yeah, the conversation surrounding. I guess there is. Yeah, what do you think about that?
To be honest, I don't like them. I don't watch them. Because every time you have a really strict man and the woman always have to be devoted. And I don't like this kind of role play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's not an equal role play, then it would be fine.
Yeah.
But the women were always so devoted. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I also don't like that kind of verticals with the professor student stories.
Yes. Yeah, I hear
I'm
you.
A professor at the university.
Yeah, no, I can
and
see.
And for me, it's hard to believe this kind of stories, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And well, it's always a male professor and the student is a woman, which is devoted. So
do you think that, like, I know there's a lot of discussion about it and productive discussion about it. Do you think that things will change in that regard? Or do you think the market is just so...
You know, the thing is, when you see the numbers of viewers on RealTruth, for example, on this vertical, it's really high. You know, people love kind of kinky, spicy, erotic stories.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, look
people
at,
love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I like also good made intimacy scenes, you know, if they look real and not played in a kind of, but I don't like this kind of every time devoting woman in these stories. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. So yeah. For me, there are two kind of people, whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing between.
Like it. Right. It does seem like it splits down the center.
And for me, as I said, I'm a professor at the university.
Yeah,
I feel uncomfortable watching this professor student stories.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
For me,
no,
it's not.
I would have to agree on the, can we just make the story a little more complex so that we have more of an even balance? It does feel like we're in a time and place where.
Exactly. And to be honest, it's such a really unrealistic story, a student mm-hmm. and a professor. And then the professor yeah. also a billionaire. And, you know, it's kind
right.
of put it the typical story in the background also. And
yeah, nah,
I would love to see more down to earth stories. You know, there was yeah. kind of shows with this whole online dating thing. Online dating is so popular in mm-hmm. this world. I don't understand why they are not doing more verticals with these stories about online dating, finding each other over the online dating or, mm-hmm. or stuff like that. More realistic. And for me, it doesn't always have to be in a billionaire.
Right. Yeah. Sort of more, how do I say it? I mean, this isn't necessarily a good comparison, but do you know in America, we have the Hallmark Channel, right? Which are just nice stories about, you mm-hmm. know, people getting together and holiday stories. And they tend to be, you know, they are generally, I would say, heartwarming,
yeah.
times than not. And I do think there is a place. I've seen a little bit more of that happening. I haven't watched any of them, but I've heard about scripts, you know, happening in the mm-hmm. vertical world that are sort of more, not that it needs to be, I just think the story needs to be interesting and the people,
yeah,
the characters
absolutely.
Be interesting.
Absolutely.
Know? Particularly in today's world, it's just like, can we see some people who just aren't out to like totally take each other down all the time?
Yes.
It's hard.
Every time when you see a woman and her husband, the husband is always so dominant and the woman has to do this and that and do this. I want to see a great female boss in a company, leading a
yeah.
company, and, you know, and not always only the secretary
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's certainly plenty of us out there doing things, you know, leading companies, making decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's
maybe.
Not, it's an actual, it's actual happening in real life that women are taking over companies or in leading roles or something like that. And in the yeah. verticals, I think it's always the classic role. The men are the big ones and the women are the...
Yeah.
They cannot live without a man because they are not able to survive without a man.
Yeah, and I'm just not, I don't know. Again, there's an age gap there, but it doesn't seem to me like the women I know in their 20s or late 20s or late, that doesn't seem to be the story I see in the world with the people that I work with or their lives. I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but it doesn't seem to be the majority of what I'm seeing in the world. So it's a, that's an interesting it's an interesting place to be in, where the stories, do they really reflect, you know?
What attracts you doing verticals? What do you like on doing verticals? You told me that you're also playing theater and stuff like that. What do you prefer on playing theater and what do you prefer on the vertical stuff?
Yeah, well, theater is a, you know, is a, like being on a tight rope out there, because you know, you're in the wings and you go on the stage and you're there until the last show I did, you know, hour and 45 minutes with no intermission. And I think, aside from some costume changes, I think I, you know, I had a number of costume changes, but I was on stage pretty much the whole time. And there's a just a the joy of being able to create the thing each night. And it's the same show will never happen twice. So you're creating it in combination with the audience. The audience is a huge part of their energy, and them and what they give to the stage affects the work. You know, silently, and or, you know, if they're more effusive in their but it's also just a living, breathing thing. That is, which is not to say that that isn't the case when you're doing film and television, because it is. But it's just divided up into, it's a much different kind of day. You know, like with theater, you spend a lot of time in the room with people creating this thing by hand, and it is, you know, living, breathing, and it changes every night. It'll be different every night
And
that
you
you do
get
it.
your feedback directly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to really work on your instrument a lot. I mean, you get to really test things out day after day in rehearsal, and you get to test them out in front of an audience, and you get to work on new aspects of your craft, you know, which I really love, which is not to say that you don't do that. Everybody works differently. But I think with what I enjoy about working on verticals is that it is very quick, and that you're in there and you've just got to hit the mark. And because you might have one or two or three chances to do the scene, and because you might or might not have met the people that you're working with before when you get on the other set, you're just creating this chemistry with someone that you really don't, you know, might have met just, you know, 20 minutes before you do the scene. And I like that. That's dangerous in a sense, in and of itself, because there's so many things you don't know. You know, you just don't know how this person's going to be. You don't know how people are going to react. And then, so I like that sort of, you're just jumping into the fire kind of way. And also, just you get exposed to just so many new friends, people that you may or may not ever work with again. But I enjoyed that part of it. I feel like, I being back on stage reminded me, because I've, you know, been working, that's, I came from a theater background, that I really do want to make that a part of like the ongoing work that I do, because of the way that it challenges your instrument. It just really is a workout for you, in ways that are, you know, very important. But I do love, there's something about, you know, being able to just get a script a couple of days ahead of time and really have to work very quickly to make a character come to life. And it's also trying to make each evil mom or bad mom different than the one before. Like, how, because it can start to feel similar, and it can be similar, but trying to understand the specifics of sort of like what makes this evil mom different than the last one I did is also a challenge that I, you know, that I really enjoy.
Did you ever finish the vertical and you were surprised how it ends? Because when you're doing the audition, you only get one or two scene. And then you get the completely script right before you start filming, so that it's hard to read it completely through and know what the complete story is. And in the end, because it's all so fast, you are standing there. Okay, that was it. Okay, that was the story now. Okay.
And because it's all shot out of sequence as well, it can be, it's generally, you know, you're
So, did
shooting
you
a
ever have the situation where after filming in vertical, you were a bit surprised? how it all worked out or how it
Yes,
ends?
I did. I had a project that I jumped in for someone who was hurt. And so I got the script very like literally the day of, and I had to commit to it that day. So I only had, I didn't, and I was doing another project that day. So I didn't have time to like get through the whole script that day. I read my parts and I was like, wow, okay, this woman is on fire. She's not like, she's really out there, you know? And then, so I didn't really have time. And that was a script where I got there to set, and there was a lot of physicality and a lot of like fight choreography and a lot of pushing and a lot of shoving, and there was a child on set, and there was so there were a lot of factors that fed into the story. And along the way, it was one of the first ones I had done, and along the way I just thought, oh gosh, how is this all going to like come together, you know? And I try to that was a case where I would go to the director and just say, hey, is it okay if you know, I had some thoughts about the character as to how not to make her so quite so evil, but a little less evil, and a little more just like not totally like just too selfish, right? Which I guess is form of evil, but like you take your evil and you know, like there's evil and there's evil, right? So yeah, in that particular case, I think we all worked together because I think there were days where we were like, wow, this is a lot. There's a lot happening here. I talk about, you know, sort of like, you know, imbalance in the relationship. A lot of imbalance in the relationship. And but the actors were just really the guy that was playing my son on that one. We would often talk about like, oh wow, how do we make this? Like, how can we do this? There's like, we're not burning in hell. You know what I mean? Really. But yeah, anyway, so yes, there have been, I would say maybe one. Generally they're going so fast, you know, and you're and granted, I'm working in a support, so if I'm working 5 days or 4 days, 5 days, 6 days of however many days they're shooting, you know, the leads are there in there every day. So they're just going. It's just as you well know, just heads are spinning. Working in the supporting way, you get to step back a little bit and just say, you get to see a little bit more of the production, right? You get to see what's happening and how. So it's not as hard. Even the ones where I've worked 6 or 7 days, on one called Lion's Dawn that I worked on that I really enjoyed. I still, you know, have the ability to sort of step back and sort of make sense of what's going on along the way. Whereas I think sometimes the leads have to be in a situation where it's just like, you know,
Do you would
the number of pages you're doing every day. And
you love to play lead?
sure. I mean, I certainly play leads on stage all the time in some of the, you know, some of the greatest playwrights that have ever had the privilege of saying their language. You know, I don't know that I am a typical, I don't know that in the vertical world you would necessarily find me as a lead. I probably for a number of different reasons. I think one is probably age, and also just I think I well maybe. I certainly have auditioned for those roles. It's generally queen, or it's somebody ruling the empire or something like that. So I've had those opportunities, and I don't feel it's for lack of like, you know, ability or whatever. I think that in general I get seen as a supporting, you know, a supporting character, which is perfectly fine for me. But the question that you asked is, would you ever do it? And of course, yes, certainly I
Yeah,
would. I mean,
maybe because there were some verticals. I don't know these verticals with Marriage After My 40s or what the title were, whether
it's like my gray fox I married or whatever. Yeah, no, definitely.
So
And you
it's
never
not
want
always the young leads. That's why
Right.
I'm
And I think
asking.
that's it's good to be doing that because I do think a lot of the audience, I'm going to guess, that's watching is not necessarily in their 20s and 30s, and I don't know whether
Yeah,
they're
absolutely not.
serious, you know.
I
I
think
mean, they appeal
mostly
to me.
of the women who watch verticals are around about between 30 and 50, I think.
Yeah. And I do
Because
think.
the teenagers, they cannot afford it to watch.
Right. And I think we all love a good story where the woman, I've certainly played in them and auditioned for the ones where, yeah, it's a second, a second chance at life, or the woman is a big, like you said, a big CEO that ends up maybe not the lead in it, but is playing some prominent role in like helping a younger person to get whatever it is they're looking for. So I'm very excited to see where they go. And certainly, yeah, of course I would enjoy doing that. There's a, when you are playing a lead, certainly whether it's on stage or in anything else, that's why they call it a lead. You are leading the, you are leading the cast. You're leading the story and you're leading the rest of the cast in a way. Although that's a little bit of a different, obviously, on stage than it is, when you're working in film and television. But same rules apply, really. You are
Absolutely.
setting the pace.
So, did you ever have a role model for acting?
Oh gosh. I love a lot of actresses, English actresses of I would say that I there are particular Laura Dern is a particular favorite of mine who I follow, American actress. There's plenty of British actresses who Helen Mirren who I whose work I love. I don't. I think there's. I like all different. There's different styles of acting that I really enjoy, but generally the people whose work I follow, it just happens to work out that they usually end up having a pretty significant stage background, like they came from the theater or they. And I'm not sure. Why that necessarily is. Maybe it's just the training or the breadth of the training or the depth of the training or just the theatricality of what it is, or maybe it's the ability to go back and forth. I'm not sure. I wouldn't say there is one person who I am, I mean, certainly there are all the greats
Yeah,
who
you who you
we all play
admire
too.
deeply.
I admire so many actors. Like acting is a yeah is a is an art that I love to watch how people evolve in their careers.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it also in verticals, you know, the actors from the very first beginning to now, you can totally see how they improved over and over with more and more verticals. Also, you can see it in the production case. The first verticals were so bad sometimes in sound and cutting and stuff like that. And the quality of the verticals is getting more and more better than from the beginning, because even if it's low budget, it should be produced well to keep an audience for 1 hour to watch it. The
Of
first,
course. And
I remember the first voiceovers. I don't like
oh,
really
yes.
voiceovers and verticals, but the first ones were so badly.
Yeah, no, I have seen. I know the one that we shot in Mexico, and I mean the production value as in the ones that I have watched, I've certainly I have seen them come a long way. And but I don't I think what you say is that you can have good quality and not have a killer budget on things. As you say, it
Even
is
if
a
it's
lot
fast,
about.
even if it's fast produced, it doesn't mean that the quality has to be bad because of the fast running in
The
it.
storytelling, the way the story comes to life, the character development, those are all things that, and as as long as I've really worked with some very, really wonderful craftsmen on these. On these verticals, and I'm excited to watch, where it all goes. And it's providing a lot of work and opportunity for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's totally different to book stuff in horizontals and verticals because there are so many, or a great opportunity for kind of actors to improve and to get their acting skills and stuff like that. It's learning by doing, you know. And for me, it's not always the cast who makes a good vertical. You know, sometimes you have some actors and actresses, you know, okay, when they are in this vertical, it's normally really good. But for example, I saw a show, you know, classic one, Banquet Scene, where the whole vertical, the totally 1 hour, was about the question, is it really him? No, he's a fraud. No, we can't believe it. You know, 1 hour, no. 1 hour long.
Oh, yeah.
Noah Fernley or Eric Gamet, right, or a Molly Anderson can make this kind of shitty story to a good one. Right. Sorry for that.
Right. Why are we asking?
You know,
questions?
1 hour won this big question. And I was always wondering, why can a script writer get money with this only one question?
Yeah,
I can do the scripts like this too.
Yeah, no, I, and even being on the other side of it, when you're standing in a banquet scene for 4 or 5 or 6 days, I did one where, I mean,
it annoys you also, right?
Filming, well, we're all just like, how can this story, you know, sit, we're in the same play. And the thing was, my particular character was called for a lot of days, but I didn't have a huge amount of lines in it. It's just we were all in the scene
standing,
that long.
All
so we
standing.
Literally were there for days and days and days. And I'm like, I just can't wait to see how this is going to be going to come out, because there's just a lot of the same shot locked down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
yeah,
these banquet
point.
Scenes are so...
Yes.
And
no,
if it's then only because of the question, I don't know how many times I was sitting in front of my handy and was screaming, show them your ID so that they believe it. Show
right,
it. What's
right.
the problem?
Right. I do think that's so funny when the things that are so obvious, or the Black American Express card comes out, whatever the thing is. And it's like, how are we overlooking the fact that this could be solved in 30 seconds?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, it's also annoying, the stories. They got married and they even don't know each other.
Right,
or
right,
one of the part right. went, or one of them went apart for 4 years. Come back, they are working in the same company, and they don't recognize each other.
Right, there's a wonderful theatrical piece by Eugenia Unesco called "The Bald Soprano," and there's a section in the play where, and it's absurd, it's a piece of absurdism, absurdist theater, and there's a section in the play where the mother, like the father, the husband and the wife are like, just like, you're my wife. I mean, it's like, it's so absurd, and they've been married for years, and they don't,
yeah,
like, they didn't
so
know they were married to each other, and I'm so reminded of that a lot of times.
Yeah,
when
that's also
scripts,
the
I'm
kind
like,
of ridiculous story. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I was screaming a lot of times, come on, are you so stupid? No,
right.
You
I
cannot
know.
Be
I
so
know.
Stupid, please.
Well, you can. And
but then they are so stupid, but even lawyers or doctors in this. No.
Yeah.
Nope,
no,
that
don't, I applaud
that doesn't
the...
fit. In any guy, that doesn't fit. Sorry. No.
I know. No, I hear you. It's like you're saying, like, you're a professor and you're, you know, an educator, and you just don't, really don't want to see these. Like, it's like, that isn't the way it really works in the real world. And I know that we're not dealing with the real
yeah.
world in a lot of cases, but
you know, verticals should tell some kind of fairy tale sometimes, the Cinderella story.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that. But it's not possible that a woman or a guy has a job as a really well-educated lawyer or
doctor,
professor
right?
or doctor
case,
or
yeah.
stuff like that. But then saying so stupid sentences and being so stupid not to recognize the face.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I would think that you would get, I would be lost at that point in the story. I mean, if I were watching it. Because sometimes when I'm in the middle of the script, I'm like, how do we not know? And they're just like,
yeah, that's exactly.
We're in vertical land. That's why. I'm like, oh, right. Yes, don't make sense of this. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a thing I want to get changed.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm on board with that. Like, I do think We all want to tell us. I mean, we live in a complicated world that's getting even more complicated every day. And so I think that, like, yes, it's nice to escape and it's nice to have like simple stories that are just two people that like
Yeah,
care
and
about each
great
other. Or
entertainment.
yeah, just it's as you say, it's entertainment. We're just trying to like give people something lovely to do, which doesn't mean the stories can't be complicated or can't have complex emotions, but you're right. When very obvious things are happening, it just requires the
And they're
viewer
so
and
stupid people. How
yeah,
come?
you're like, what,
When
how do
you are
we get?
always so, no, that's this cannot, no, they
Yes.
cannot be so stupid, please.
Yeah, no, I hear
So
you.
that's kind of story killer for me to watch
Yeah,
it.
that makes perfect sense. We want to be treated as though we are intelligent human beings that can follow like a complicated relationship. Yeah.
So that's, yeah, we will see where this will end, hopefully in the
Yeah.
right
Well,
way.
I'm very, as I said, I give a lot of credit to all of the fans, the people, like yourself that are sort of telling, letting the stories be told of the people that are making the work and also keeping the conversation going about what could be done to make them better for both, mostly for the people who are watching them, because you're who are funding it, making it possible,
Yeah,
but
we
also
are paying
people that are
for it,
viewing
and
them.
it's not less money. We are paying for that. So
Right,
I
exactly.
think we can expect that we are not treated as a dumb person.
I would absolutely 300% agree. You are footing the bill for them in a lot of
Yeah,
cases. And
yeah.
you
And
have.
that's the reason why I also do episodes with fans. Because we are talking openly and honestly, what's no-goes for the fans in the verticals, what attracts them to watch verticals, what annoys them in verticals, like the banquet scene stuff, humiliation, whatever. Yeah, you know, when you talk with fans, it's really mostly similar. Everyone is so tired of this banquet scene stuff, of this raping, kidnapping, step-mom, step-sister stuff. There are so many people overloaded with these stories.
Well, that's
But
why the conversation's important. That's why it's good that you're
yeah,
all talking
exactly.
about it and
That's
that you're
why
putting
we
it out
should do
there.
this.
No,
Maybe I'm not sure if the platforms are giving a cent on that. Because as long as they get their numbers, they are totally fine by doing that. But we will see. Maybe.
I don't know. I think the world is opening itself up to, I mean, like we are seeing that consumers and people that, at least here, I mean, certainly around the world, but here in America, like it is, people have buying power and they have the ability to, and I'm not saying that, listen, if whoever's footing the bill deserves to sort of do the stories that they want to tell, but I also think listening to your audience is a really, really important part of doing business.
Yeah, that's the reason why I started this podcast, because I also speak to directors and stuff like that. So I want to get this whole picture of the vertical scene before the
Yeah,
cameras,
great.
behind the cameras, behind the handies, watching it. And yeah, we will see. We will see. So at the end of every episode, I'm asking a 5-question quickie. And I want to start with the first question. What's your favorite dish? What kind of food do you like?
Oh gosh. My favorite dish, pizza.
Oh, I got one this evening. Pizza.
You did? I
Yeah.
mean, I would say it's my go-to comfort food. I live near the Italian market, so I have
Yeah,
access.
sometimes it's only need a pizza.
It's it. There's nothing else. Like, so that's, I mean, I like so many foods, but I would say when a pizza is required, a pizza is the only thing that will
Okay,
do
big
it.
question. Pineapples on the pizza or not?
Oh, I absolutely would eat pineapple on a pizza. Yeah.
Oh
No, don't do it. I
no.
mean, I don't do it regularly, but I have like a ham and with pineapple because I like that the
Yeah,
salty
so and sweet combination.
tangy. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's not one I do
Oh, come on. Then you could
mostly.
never go filming in Italy. Or
Oh
even
no, well, I wouldn't dare.
you have to tell them that you don't
I
like
wouldn't. No,
pineapples
because
on
then
pizza.
they'll be very mad at me, I'm sure. But
Yes,
yeah, but no,
totally.
It's not one I go for like routinely, but I wouldn't if I was really hungry and a pizza was the only thing that was going to do
Yeah.
it, I wouldn't turn it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that.
Sorry, sorry. We were
Ooh.
doing so good,
Yeah,
and
until now. Until
until now,
now.
you're done. You're done.
Yeah, I'm totally done.
I will never
You've a
watch yet
lot,
another article.
you've had a lot of plus points, but now they are all gone, Tina. Sorry for that.
I will never watch you again.
It could have been a nice episode, but no. Totally
Can I take
no.
it back? I'll just
Too
change it
late for
all
that.
together
Too
and I'll
late
say
for
like
that.
bologna or something. I don't know. No.
You have to say
No, I
chocolate
don't eat
ice cream.
bologna.
Chocolate ice cream always
Oh, well,
works as
ice
an
cream.
answer.
That was right. That was up there too. I almost did ice cream today. And then I was like, no, you didn't go to the gym today. So don't do ice cream today. But I do love ice cream. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but it's the Christmas time is coming and I love to bake Christmas cookies. I'm a huge
Oh,
cookie
yeah.
fan. Oh, come
Yeah,
on.
cookies are.
That will be a very hard time with this all kind of stuff cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
Yeah, that's what
okay.
the holidays are good for.
Yeah, it's good for the nerves, you know.
Yeah,
So why
no.
not?
And yeah, you have to eat what you like.
Yeah, absolutely. You only live once, so
Do
what's
it.
it? What's your favorite film?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
You
that's such
have
a
an
hard one.
evergreen or.
Well, I don't have one that I would go back to. I am a very big Wes Anderson fan, American filmmaker. I loved the Grand Budapest Hotel that he did. I don't have one film that I absolutely like watch over and over and over again. I have Yeah, I don't have one for film. I
Yeah.
just don't. I don't. I mean, I love all genres. I don't love all genres, but I love horror. I do love watch a lot of horror. Yeah, no, not a horror fan. I
Now
mean, I do look
you know
away.
the thing is, I live alone in the house, and if I watch a horror movie, I'm not able to sleep because I live in an
Yeah.
old house, you know, where all the wood and so it's every time everywhere is some kind of noises in the house.
Oh, I get it. I totally get it. I was broken. I live alone too, and I was broken into
I
a couple of years
freak
ago.
so out when I'm
Yeah.
watching a horror movie and I have to go alone to bed and I was, what was that?
Yeah.
What was that? What was that? No,
Yeah.
no,
No, I
no.
understand. You got to be careful how and when and all of
Even if
that,
I
but
have two dogs, but I
yeah.
got a little bit panic when I watch what? No, horror?
Yeah,
No,
yeah,
not
yeah.
so good.
Yeah, I like all kinds of things. I do. That's not a great answer to your question. You should have one that is like your favorite film, but I
No,
don't.
no. Sometimes, you know, some people have exactly one film because they have so great emotions about this
I loved
film, watching it
did you see
or.
Phantom Thread? Did you see Phantom Thread? I really loved that film. But I would say I watch a lot of independent film and a lot of smaller like and see a lot of really interesting work there
Yeah,
as well.
it's
So,
great. Oh,
yeah.
ever to be honest. What's your favorite song?
Oh, good heavens. Oh, these are so
Or a
hard. I don't
music
have a
who
favorite
puts you
anything.
always in a good mood?
Oh, in a good mood. I don't know. I love jazz a lot. So, I'm a
Okay.
very big fan of the old like 60s and Miles Davis is a favorite of mine. John Coltrane, A Kind of Blue,
Jazz,
which is a
that's
famous. Yeah,
great.
I love jazz.
Jazz music is
I like
great.
classical as well. I don't have a favorite song, but jazz always puts me in a very
Yeah,
creative sort of
jazz
mood.
is really great style. So when anyone is asking you which vertical of yours I should definitely have watched, what would it be?
Oh, good heavens. I don't know.
Or which vertical you're very proud of you did?
Oh gosh, I enjoyed very much working on Lion's Dawn, that one I worked with Hunter Cole on. I liked that because the character. I liked Cynthia. I liked the character that she was. I played his mother, and I was fighting. Now, why I
The
didn't know where
mother
my
of
missing.
Hunter Cole, that fits great.
Yeah, where I was like, my son went missing for a whole lot of
No,
time. I'm not sure,
because
like, where I knew
oh,
he
I saw this one.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair and then
Yeah,
he.
he was disabled, and then his girlfriend, the parents were poor, and his girlfriend was caring so much for him. Yeah, okay. Okay, I know which one. I saw
I
that one.
liked that one. I liked, I have really honestly enjoyed everyone I've worked on, and it's hard for me to evaluate like my work in the context of it. I mean, I can look at something and say, okay, I feel like you captured that person pretty well. I liked We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I enjoyed working on it. But I can't think of one that I have not enjoyed working on.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, and the werewolf ones, I very much. I'm trying to think. When was that one? I enjoyed working on Seducing Mr. Sterling. My Miracle Luna, I enjoyed working on. That's the one I did in LA. I p played sort of a sort of a bad mom slash
Bad mom, as
voyeur,
always.
I don't know, in the other realm kind of world. Yeah. I don't know. I try to I go in and try to bring the character to life, and I walk away. And generally, I would say on for the most part, I feel, glad to have had the experience.
Yeah, but that's great. So you really love your job. So that's good.
I
Last
do.
question, what kind of genre you want to see more in verticals? Maybe new ones?
Oh, what kind of genre? I don't know. I do love the, and I don't know, you know much better than I about how many of them there are out there. I do like romantic comedy, and I think this is
Not
a
so
good
much.
from them. I mean, I would love, and I would like to see more suspense, like mystery,
Oh
just a good
yes.
mystery, like a good English, I'm saying English,
Miss
like
Marple,
London
kind of
Fog,
Miss
Miss Marple.
Marple. Yeah.
Exactly.
With a good
I
female
play.
lead, with a
What's
strong
that?
female de with a
Well, yeah,
great
I'm.
female detective lead.
And there's a lot of English great female detective leads all over the place that are, and I love, I do watch a lot of BBC and a lot of, detective drama. So I would like to see more of that.
I would like to see more comedy.
More comedy? Yeah.
Or
Like bring on the
a
comedy.
parody about verticals.
Oh, 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 absolutely. Absolutely. An absurd
A
parody about
banquet
vertical.
scene,
Because the story,
and
can I
then.
tell you that I told Hunter a million times, we need to be doing, and this is, I'm sure millions of other people thought this too. I was like, the real film here is us filming this. You do realize like us being so ridiculous or
Or you
trying
know,
to
something
explain.
like that. Someone
I've told.
entered the banquet hall and said, "Wait, it's my time now. I have to shine now. It's my
Yeah.
time." You know, so kind of parody of this whole banquet scene, shitty.
Yeah, and like the right, the yes, yeah, absolutely. No, I think
I
that the
would love to
parody
see
of
that.
it
Or
needs to
maybe
be
you see
done.
them raising their hand. I will slap you now. I really will slap you now. Really, I will do that.
Really.
You know, something like that.
Yes. Yeah, I do love the, I forget who it was talking about, like what was the most slaps they ever did in one of these. And I think, she just talked about like just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it just get so, like there were times working with Hunter, because I worked on him quite a few with him, where we were just like laughing so hard just right prior to the take. And I was like, here's the scene, not that the scene that we didn't lay down wasn't like worthy, but like, the behind the scenes is hilarious, and that's
Yeah.
what all the outtakes are for, and we do see that. But I do think the farce, not the farce, but the parody of it would be great
That was
fun.
so funny. Or stuff like that, you know, this bad stepmom, bad stepdaughter duo, where the mom comes to the bad stepdaughter at one time and said, "You are not my daughter. I'm sorry for that." I think it would be nice, but no, if you are that evil, no, I don't want to have you as my daughter. I'm out of here, you know, some stuff like that. That would be so
some
great.
Twists and turns. But I think the mystery, I do think the mystery genre is a good one. Because
the mystery would be very,
really,
you can do it as a serial.
Yeah, absolutely. And recurring characters, you could start to really develop a series the way they do in a lot of
absolutely.
Other
I think that's more shows. Needed in verticals.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that whole, I think mysteries are so interesting because the stories can just really pull you in. And then, you know,
yeah. And you
like,
know,
I
it's,
I love 1950s noir film too, as well. So that's
yeah. And the
like,
thing is, if it's a mystery, the audience keeps very interested. Who's the murderer?
Right.
Who's this? You know, so it's kind of more attracting the audience also.
Yeah.
I think.
I also love the fact that in mysteries, like one of the reasons I love watching like a good British mystery is that, well, just the legacy of just the craft and acting and whatnot. I just love all of the characters that come on board, and there's so many characters that come in and out and have, you know, and they're all just equally like brilliant, you know. That's one of the things I love is that you have, you know, you have so many players in there and they're all just so generally so well crafted.
And everyone is kind of unique and is needed
exactly.
to make a good story,
very,
you know.
Very well.
They're a big puzzle. Everyone is needed to make this story good in the end. That's that's kind of I like to see.
Yeah.
We will see where the vertical world goes. Maybe we will do a chat again in 1 year or 2 year and it's totally changed.
I know. Well, thank
Who knows?
You so much for your dedication.
Thank you for
to
your
it,
time,
your
Tina.
Knowledge. Oh, it's been my pleasure. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Really?
Despite the
really...
pineapple, despite all of
yeah,
that.
I will cut that out, okay? So no one will hear it.
No one will ever know.
So that's a secret between you and me.
You and I. Well, thank you for having me.
The
I feel
pineapple for pa.
I'm gonna go out and have one right now. I'm gonna walk up the street and get a slice.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Listen, good luck with everything. And
thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
It was a pleasure. I hope you're getting back to the verticals soon.
I am.
Just
yeah,
you
we'll
in,
see.
In
I'll
kind
let
of
you
new
know
stuff.
What...
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
A few things. I mean, taking a little bit of a break was nice for me.
I think
know,
so.
Just to get back on the stage, but I'm excited to be auditioning, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we will see. So thank you, Tina. Have a
You're
nice
welcome.
Day and a great weekend.
Yes. Good luck. You
see
too.
You.
Good luck with everything. Okay.
Thank Bye. You. Bye. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.